What a horrific day at the office. I think I'd rather not be alone tonight. The weather is miserable and I need to be pampered as well as do some pampering on him. It's only been 2 days since I last saw him, but I simply can't help myself. He makes me feel so excited and happy for life again. I was so unhappy without him. And, well, he's gonna be lonely tonight as well, so why don't we get together? Let me leave him a voicemail. I'm sure he'll see it once he's finished his game. Oh, darling. I need you to be with me tonight. I'm not feeling well and need my cutie pie to hold me. I'll wait up for you. I love you. Mwah. Maybe I could get a quick bath to soak my muscles before he arrives. That is so much better. I knew spoiling myself on some bath bombs was worth it. I wonder where my darling is, though. It's been a while since I left that message. Maybe I should call him again. Oh, it's my pudding. Just a moment. Where's that darn towel? I'm not trying to give him a shock at the door, as much as he would probably enjoy the view. Ah, oh, there you are. Come in, don't look so shocked. I was in the bath, but I promise I don't need to get back in again. Would you be a doll and start the fire for me? I didn't want to be lonely tonight, so thanks for coming over. Is there enough logs there for you? Do you remember where the lighter is? I have had you over many times before, but I'm not sure you know exactly where everything is since we're usually doing extracurricular activities. The weather outside just isn't nice. I thought it would be much better if I got cozy and wrapped up with my own baby. Plus, thinking of you in your apartment, all alone, makes me a little sad. Even though I can admit you'd play video games all night long, have pizza, and probably a longer lie-in. The sacrifices we make in a relationship, huh? I love you. Would you like some wine? Are you sure, pumpkin? You know what I'm like when I have some wine, so I don't want you thinking I'm being pushy or anything. Me, oh my, I have been needing that. I cannot tell you how it went at the office today. You remember those deadlines I've been having? Being the manager is great and all because I have the money to provide for us and I can spoil myself and you whenever I please. And save up for our future together, but the stress, the time commitment, it's just a bit crushing. I think that's why I appreciate you so much when we spend time together. You occupy my thoughts during the day. It helps to motivate me. If I ever feel down or my mood is shifting, I think of you. Being adorable and held in my arms and caring for me and making sure I'm okay. I just hope I do enough for you, baby. Is there anything you could do to help? Well, if making the fire wasn't enough, then what does my sweetie think about massaging my feet? They're pretty sore from my heels. This is why you are mine and I am yours. You do so much for me, more than you will ever realize. I got pretty lucky that you were into the physical love type. Oh, wait. That came out wrong. What I meant to say was, you know the different love types? how you prefer physical touch and quality time together, and I'm quality time, but also acts of service. Oh, just blessed you're so sympathetic towards me. You know, I don't think I could even name one instance when you weren't ready to do something for me. Maybe that one time when you were ill. Aw, oh, you were so sick, and I had no idea what I could do to make you feel better. Your sinuses were so badly stuffed, and I was practically just giving you a vapor rub massage on your chest for hours on end. I even ended up burning that homemade chicken soup. I was so upset, but to be honest, the Chinese takeout we did get was so much better, and it was calorie-dense food. That stuff is pretty good for you to fight the sickness. Well, that's what my dad taught me anyway. When you're sick, just have all the soda and burgers and deep-fried food you can enjoy since you burn up so much calories when you're ill. Just don't ever get sick like that again. I managed to not catch it off you, but I don't like seeing you poorly. I get terrible thoughts in my head, like you aren't gonna be around forever, or maybe you'd want to leave me. I do not know what I would do without my snow gums. Sorry. I know, I let my thoughts get the better of me sometimes. Thanks for massaging my feet again, baby. By the way, I really do appreciate it. I don't take you for granted. And I know I repeat that all the time, but I'm serious, darling. You, never said what you were up to, though. Oh, you were just having a chill night? I hope I didn't pull you out of anything fun. I know you sometimes do those raids or pre-planned gaming nights with the boys. I suppose getting into adulthood can be more annoying trying to time up everyone getting online just to play. Responsibilities and all that. Especially since some of those online buddies of yours are having kids. Have you ever thought about that, darling? Having babies of your own? I'm just inquiring. You know what we women can be like. Why, yes, I am inquisitive. Thank you for noticing. Oh, come on. Has it never crossed your mind you'd want little mini versions of you running around? Or do you live more in the moment? Yeah, you're more of a moment type of person. What am I saying? Not that I want you to overthink anything. I'm just saying, you know, birth control can be hit or miss. What would your reaction be if it missed? All right, I'll stop teasing you. I can't help it. Seeing that blush on your face, you're so expressive when it's a serious topic. And, for the record, I would not be so mischievous if you weren't so fun to torment. Does my handsome man need pampered as well? You don't have to rub my feet anymore. I'm feeling better now. Come snuggle up on my chest. I'm dry after that bath anyway. The towel is too soaked for you to lie back on, so hold on, let me just take it off. There, now you can lie back on me. That's my man. I love being able to wrap my hands around you. I feel so content when you're with me. Are you happy when I completely envelop you like this? I thought so. What would I do without you, huh? We were so lucky getting together. I've told you about this before, right? How I was about to give up dating entirely and just commit myself to work and try my best to climb the promotional ladder, so to speak. And then, that's when I had an adorable little intern. Or should I say taller and bigger, since you do tower over me? And not to mention your arms and hands being bigger. You were so shy and awkward, but I could see you putting on a brave face. Then, just by chance, you got assigned to be my helping hand for the day. truth was, the office wasn't prepared for you coming in. The managers at the time just throw out those temporary intern jobs, promising a part-time position as a reward for slaving away for no pay. I think we should do away with those barbaric practices. But you get experience. Experience for working? Sure sounds to me like you're doing a job for free when they could simply pay you. That's exploitation, but not the point. The point is, you walked into my life by pure chance, and here you are lying on me on a stormy night with the fire on, with little old me swooning for you. You said you weren't particularly lucky with anyone before. Can I ask how? I certainly have heard stories like that, but I get the woman's point of view on it. How their partner wants to play video games and she knew it was his hobby before they got together. And then she miraculously thought that when they got together that he would never want to game again. It is so unbelievably unrealistic and mayhaps even selfish. That's like you telling me that I'm not allowed to enjoy my wine after work and not spoiling my baby how I see fit. Oh, you know, I can't help it. You're so kissable. Let me run my fingers through your hair. There you go. It's a shame dating has to be so harsh like that. Rejection is a horrible emotion to experience. People downplay it so much, but it can and will hurt some people to their very core. We are social creatures. We want to be accepted for who we are. So, when we aren't accepted, it can sting. Everyone I dated before you were so shocked at how much I enjoy working and being in stressful situations. I do love to complain and get overwhelmed, but oh, do I get that dopamine rush when I submit the spreadsheets at 4:59 just as work is finishing up. Some people thrive in that kind of environment. I do anyway. That's why I convinced you to work from home instead. Working in the office isn't so fun when it's high stress. It can take years off your life when you aren't prepared for it. Don't you think your life is a lot more stress-free now that you do work from home? I thought so too. Plus, it means in theory, I could come over and bother you for lunch, or you could bring me mine if I forget. You know, wake up and I'm super unorganized one morning. Okay, my last glass then. I think that's me because I've got a nice little buzz going. We should think about takeaway, actually. I can get you your favorite again. Or, well, there's a new place that's opened up. You know, I like trying new things. Even if the reviews say that it's not the best, but people have such high standards these days. I will back this up to my dying breath. The messier the floor is in the kitchen, the more delicious the place is gonna be. When you're throwing out order after order, the place is gonna get covered, but the food is gonna be made with tender, loving care. You okay, though? How have you been doing? You're such a quiet bean today. Just a little tired. Alright, as long as my man is okay, I worry about you. I know, sometimes you get a little stuck with your words, so you don't say anything at all, but I'm here for you, okay? You know that, right? Good. You can ask me for anything you need. Even if it's a little cuddling session, or pampered, or you want to discuss stuff. Anything. You name it, baby, and I'll get it sorted for you right away. You've come so far from when we first started dating. You were so timid and unsure what to do with me. So hesitant to touch or hold me. And look at you now, wedged in between my nunkas. I know now it was because you didn't want to offend or blow it with me. I think taking it slow made it all the more special. Like a slow burning of tinder until it bursts into a full fire. Let's hope this honeymoon phase lasts forever. We haven't spoken too much about moving in together. That's when they say you lose the phase, but I can't see that happening between us. I am so head over heels for you. You treat me so well. You care for me, make sure I'm alright. I mean, even now, you could have stayed home and had a nice night in, but no. Because the weather is bad and I'm susceptible for feeling extra lonely on nights like this. You got your butt over here to be with me. That's you being selfless. You never realize all these amazing things about yourself until I point it out, and even then you just shrug your shoulders and say, "Ah, that's the bare minimum." Maybe you'll realize how amazing you truly are when I tell you that it's honestly not the standard. And no, you're not allowed to claim I got unlucky dating men. Take the damn compliment, dummy, before I spank you. I'm joking, I promise. You always smell so good. I swear, I'm addicted to your scent, or I just can't resist it. Whatever one sounds better. You falling asleep on me? Oh, it's probably the fire that's putting you to sleep. Being so warm and bundled up together like this. I heard heartbeats can even sync between two people, but who syncs to who, I have no idea. I feel pretty calm and relaxed, so I guess you must be getting sleepy because of me. Are you wanting to doze off? We could have a little nap and then order food once we are up. It doesn't matter that I have to get up early tomorrow. Every moment spent with you is never wasted. I doubt I'm going to be on my deathbed and go, "Ah, shoot. I should have worked even harder and spent more time away from him." You are so silly. I'm so at ease around you. My sugar, my baby, my honey bun. You don't blush like you used to. A shame, but I cherish the memories even more because of that. I couldn't imagine going back to calling you by your real name. It would seem like I'm upset or angry at you. I'm not even gonna pretend by calling you your real name, or I think I'll spike your heart rate. I'm on top of the world, and it's all because of you, baby. Who knew that all I needed in my life was someone just like you? I always rest better because of you. It seems like my insomnia is a thought of the past. I'm not entirely sure what difference you make, but oh, how you soothe me. I think just having another body in bed with me when you do sleep over helps. Knowing that I'm cared for and protected by you. Having my regular 4 hours of sleep was pretty tough, but then bumping up those numbers to 7 was unimaginable. The first night we slept together, I was so nervous because I was worried I'd just be staring at you all night long, begging my brain to let me sleep. But it was the opposite, actually. Do you remember? You were the big spoon. You had your arms wrapped around me, giving me squeezes from time to time. Just holding me ever so closer. rubbing my back and running your hands down my hair. I was trying to talk and ramble away like this, like I always do, but I started slurring my words. You were just happy to see me sleep too, I think. I did ask you to keep me awake if I fell asleep first, but you never did. Then, by the time I woke up, I was late for work. But that was a real good slumber I got. Oh, I've never experienced that kind of peace since. I don't know what magical aura you have coming off of you, but it's a miracle to say the least. Oh, thank you. From the bottom of my heart. You will never realize how much you've changed my life for the better. I hope you can say the same for me. That's what a relationship is really about. Two people in love, making love, and just bringing out the best in each other. None of this changing people, trying to teach them new habits, or any of those weird things I see in relationship advice columns nowadays. Just two people doing their best. You've got me tired now. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea if we had a little nap on the couch. If I set my alarm for 30 minutes, that's long enough, right? You technically aren't supposed to do more than 20 minutes, but we like to live dangerously, huh? I love you so much, darling. I really do. You deserve me, baby. And I deserve you. Just as you are always there for me, I'm right there beside you too, baby. I'm just one call or message away. Nothing in this world is more important than you for me. You are my number one priority. I've got you for now and ever. And I sure as heck ain't letting you go. My one in a million.